Florida's chief financial officer is rarely in the headlines, but the seat could be important to Democrats this election cycle. Democrats haven't held a statewide seat since 2006 when Alex Sink was Florida CFO. The CFO is a member of the cabinet, oversees the state's finances, licenses insurance agencies, serves as the trustee of the state's retirement fund, and is the fire marshal. Facing off this election cycle are Republican Jimmy Patronis, the state's current CFO, and Democrat Jeremy Ring. Governor Rick Scott appointed Patronis in June of 2017 after Jeff Atwater resigned early to take a job at Florida Atlantic University. Patronis says his priorities include supporting first responders, cracking down on insurance fraud, and promoting fiscal responsibility.
I'm a consummate believer that the citizens of the state of Florida spend the money, their own money, better than Tallahassee does.
Patronis touts 800 insurance fraud arrests, a new law granting workers' compensation to first responders with PTSD, and work with insurance claims after Hurricane Irma as accomplishments since he took office.
But the reality of it is I've done the job for the last 11 months, stayed in better physical condition now than it was before I took the job, and Jeremy can't own any of that.
Meanwhile, Jeremy Ring wants to lower insurance rates, protect the Florida retirement system, and make Florida a competitive technology market like California. Ring's key message, qualifications matter. He says the CFO shouldn't be political or partisan.
I'm the most fiscally responsible. I have the deepest business experience. I'm the most qualified. I've worked with very large numbers.
Ring cites his business experience as an executive at Yahoo. He also served in the Florida legislature as a senator and chaired the Governmental Oversight and Accountability Committee, which has oversight of the Florida Retirement Fund. A recent poll shows the race in a statistical tie. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.